Judge Arenda L. Wright Allen is described by the plaintiff's attorneys as paying close attention to all the arguments. They say the U.S. District Court judge for the Eastern District of Virginia was rather quiet and didn't ask many questions, instead taking a lot of notes. But her decision, which she said would come soon, could affect areas far beyond Virginia's borders. Plaintiff's co-counsel, David Boies, says an appeal would send the matter to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals.
So this has the potential to change the opportunity of gay and lesbian citizens in a large number of southern states to actually enjoy equality.
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring sat in on the proceedings, saying, "Today the Commonwealth of Virginia got it right."
The debate affects the lives of thousands of Virginians who are our friends, our neighbors, co-workers, parishioners at church, our brothers and sisters, and they deserve to be treated exactly the same as all other Virginians.
Mary Townley, one of the plaintiffs in the case, says although she legally married her partner in California in 2008, she wants the right to be married in Virginia, where they live with their teenage daughter.
We want the best for our daughter, Emily, and we mean a lot to her if our family was treated just like any other family. We want that for all Virginians, no matter who they are or who they love.
The attorneys for the two couples have asked for a preliminary injunction so their clients could get married immediately following the judge's decision. I'm Beverly Amsler.